Is that your name thing?
Nope. It's yours.
Favorite cartoon is Tom and Jerry. There you go.
Wow, that was more creative than that. Updating the live scores. Yeah.
PM. And the attendance question for today is, what was your favorite cartoon as a kid, when you were a kid?
Senator Boyden? Senator Carlson Sather?
I'm honestly not sure.
Senator Conroy? Senator Durbani? Senator Hannon? Senator King?
Chowder.
Senator Leininger?
Senator Chase. I don't have cable.
Senator Olson? Speaker Shugel? Senator Thunheim?
Rugrats or Hey Arnold?
Senator Ruiz? Senator Johnson?
Clifford.
Senator Mankey?
Tom and Jerry.
Senator Jorgensen? Senator Smarillo?
Yes.
Senator Williamson? Senator Kamal? Public Relations Chair Anderson?
Arthur.
Controller Arshad?
Dragon Ball.
Parliamentarian Barnes?
Roadrunner.
Health and Housing Chair Botchka?
And Jerry.
Diversity Chair Habib? Finance Chair Petros?
Jimmy Neutron.
Ombudsperson Doran?
Yes.
And Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion? Technology Chair O'Neill?
I liked Danny Phantom.
Co-President Lamberty?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
President Malioscar?
Tom and Jerry. And Administrative Director Enki?
Dragon Tales.
And Advisor Van Hecke?
He-Man.
That we have forum. It's the nest. Do you have your?
No.
Oh.
Do I need it?
I don't know.
You want
will
to
you?
Speak
yeah.
Today?
So next on the agenda, we have approval of the minutes. From the minutes. Seeing none. Community comment. Anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Anybody from the community?
Yeah, just raise my hand. Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi.
Okay, Carrie and I are running for student senate co-president. You've probably seen posters and social media as well. So the main premise of our campaign was excellence by intersection. So if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, email me, RDLing, every major in Holbury. Bye. I would love to check. I would love any platforms into this one. You can follow our Facebook to Canali for students that I co-presidents 2019. I have these little sheets to pass out with our Facebook page on the back, and I'll be passing around my table and free to do so. I'll be joining you for the rest of your meeting.
Anybody else from the community who wishes to comment? Seeing none, moving on to committee updates. We have an ethic.
Budget.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. We have a budget.
All right. So we have one budget to review. Last week we met with EAC. They're the Interaction Coalition here on campus. Two of their club representatives are here. They can yield present. But I'll just talk through the budget. They are putting on a series of days in March to.
Okay, so next year's Nobel Conference is on climate change. Oh, hello, my name is Bree, by the way. And we are both members of the Environmental Action Coalition. So next year's Nobel Conference is on climate change. And we, as students, as well as some faculty, are really trying to, I guess, step up the game on campus. And so this year, this semester, what can we start doing to get people thinking about climate change and then have them ready to kind of dive into the Nobel Conference and then continue those initiatives throughout their time at CSIS, ultimately, hopefully, making some really impactful and long-lasting change. So Groundswell Day is what our budget is for. That is a partnership between the Nobel Committee 2019, but they have a lot of other things going on, so we formed a smaller student committee with some faculty leadership. And we've basically met throughout all of December and January to develop a plan for this day, which we're calling Groundswell Day, which will have multiple events going on around campus. We're hoping to do a special presentation and march from chapel. We're going to have a banner where you can put your handprint on the banner. So the slogan is handprint to fight footprint, which will actually be hung in the new Nobel Hall. So that would be cool to have a chance to leave a legacy there. We'll have some messages that we'll be writing. You'll have a chance to write a message to President Bergman to tell her about some of the initiatives you would like to see happening on campus. We'll have some initiatives about things already going on, as well as a few of the things we specifically hope to change. We're also hoping to present at the faculty meeting. And we're a little bit of a trying to figure out when we'll be fit into that agenda, but we're also hoping to present at the meeting to have the faculty in one place so that students are aware of these issues and want to make a change. So, budget is fully focused on Groundswell Day. EAC was just formed this fall, so that's the reason you may not have seen anything from us before. Previously, we were Green, Good Safe Green, Climate Justice Association, and Pop Up.
So we met with them last week, and it's finance committee's recommendation to fund their charity. The requested funds, $2, to put on these events that are all funded for loans.
Do we have any questions for either the finance director or the none. We can move to the discussion of more.
Being a part of EAC, I know it's behind the scenes for this, and it's awesome. The purpose and what they accomplish is great, and I think it
deserves.
I agree with the previous speaker.
Do you have any more? Check the channel on you.
I have a question. What's Groundswell? Where does the name come from?
That is a great question. Sorry that I didn't share that earlier. I've gotten so used to like only meeting with people who are like, oh my God. So there was a meeting with some of the Nobel Committee faculty and a few students with President Bergman, I want to say 3-ish months ago. And she had said she would like to support a lot of these initiatives, but needs the groundswell students on campus to support these initiatives because, you know, it doesn't really mean anything if she's just saying these things and no support for them. So that's kind of where we took the name and ran with it, and it's become.
Thank you. Any more further discussion? None. We can move to the vote. All those in favor of the budget say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose say nay. Abstention. None. Budget is approved. Thank you for coming. You're more than welcome to stay, but if you have to leave, you can.
Thank you all very much.
So then, moving on, we have committee updates. First of all, we have a debate. So, President Dorn.
Yes, so there's going to be a debate for the co-presidential election this Thursday, 6 to 7 in Courtyard. The basic gist of it is that it will involve both candidate teams and myself and a large from the ethics team. And it'll involve some pre-written questions that I'll creating based on the camcorder that were turned in, as well as
options for questions, and you bring us either in courtyard or watch on the Senate. All the information I have on that. Hope with that. But the second thing that Ethics Committee has for you is pull up the sign up sheet for mailing.
Your senators required to go to the.
There's nothing in the Bible.
I think it's highly recommended, like, encouraged from us. We all want you to be there, because it's a big deal for next year. And if most of you who want to be there next year, probably go.
So, if everyone can look at the names on that sheet, so far it's only Ethics Committee and Cabinet members. Love if more people can sign up, but people don't have to work hours shift at the table. Be lovely. Also have other commitments, things to do on Monday other than sit at the table. Please sign up for a time. It's very important.
It's not like we know each other.
What day of the week is it? Monday before.
Next Monday.
So yeah, I just wanted to put a visual to that for you guys. Please sign up. Thank you.
Any questions for our honest person?
What time is the debate on Thursday?
Yes.
In the Courtyard Cafe, and the posters might be going out soon.
They're
up. There you go.
You'll just send a sign up around for the table right now while you have a captive audience of people.
Good job.
But if people could honestly, if people have
schedules with you right now, interviews.
I don't have a printout of it.
You can just do it right now. Right.
I can do one too.
Everyone has a sling.
Make sure we fill it out.
I can do
until
2:30.
I could do
4 to 5. But everybody, sent through.
Personally,
I'm not
allowed
posters
that we've done with the debate rooms on cash. I read half
first.
Just
double check. Right now. It says courtyard. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
After posters. Yeah.
Are we still entering times to do.
How about we just put it out on the Twitter?
On the sign up sheet, has a timer.
Yeah, we do. Like, but whoever is probably tabling, they could still sit outside, and then we will. You guys done. And just tell our office person. Moving on, old business. Is there anything old? It's needs old business. Moving on, new business. Any new business center board? Right,
so at the complex on Hong Kong City last week or whatever, one of the council members mentioned just like a little like frustration weakness. Discussed that they put in a report and they informed that it would take a while because they're obviously very busy, especially during the winter months. And I guess like one day without like notice, they like went into their dorm or like tried to fix like whatever was going on there. And they didn't know about it, and then once that was done, they were informed about. Thankfully, they were only supposed to have to like lift it up, but if they had to do more, like couldn't do it because their bed was in the way. But they had no idea that they were going in. They didn't have the opportunity to move their bed or like move things out of the way. And we were, and when we were talking about it, we were informed at one point maintenance would email residents informing them they were gonna like come in that day and just look for that. And I think I know like Hall Council is gonna talk to our maintenance and our meeting about it. I would like to charge Health and Housing Committee.
Is there a second to one? Senator, the second goes to Senator Olson. Your board, you still have the floor.
I just think on both behalf, it would be and Senator Smyrna. I agree that this is an issue. I have had maintenance workers come into my room after submitting a maintenance request, obviously, but it's going to come in and see some change or notice something different.
Mayor Olson?
The person who was in a statement at the Hong Kong meeting also mentioned that the only reason we knew maintenance was in there was because they entered the room as maintenance wing and they wouldn't have known that maintenance was fixed.
Senator Ruiz?
I agree with the
Vice Mayor Hecky.
I just caution you to be careful what you ask for. I don't think you want to get yourself into a situation where
our physical plant has to become like Larry the Cable Guy, where you get an 8-hour window in which they'll come to your room and you have to see your room and wait for 8 hours, facilities to come fix something. So just, you know, like, I think it's great to ask questions. I think it's great to try to talk through things that are challenging. But I also want you to stop and think about the other end of it, which is, you know, there's a limited number of people that are trying to do maintenance for a whole lot of rooms on campus, and just to kind of come to that conversation with a sense of openness to the complexity of the work.
We
did. Yeah.
Senator had it.
I definitely think that it would be appropriate for Health and Housing Committee to look into what and if our policies about this, and if an email is typically sent out after, hey, we were this is what we fixed it, or you weren't able to fix this, we'll back another thing. However, I foresee it creating a lot more frustration on campus if they send out an email, hey, I'll let you know that we'll probably be blah blah today, and they don't make it. They don't make it the next day. They don't make it the next day. There's going to be a lot of students sitting around me, they said they were going to fix it, and they didn't fix it, blah, blah. I said that created a lot of frustration on campus, so I would not support the motion as is.
I don't think the issue is that migrants love the issue that students I see as being invaded and that they don't have this space to themselves. So even sending out an email saying, you might come by your room today would help as the difference, even if they don't make it. I know if I sent an email to maintenance, and they just walked into my room and said, so I don't want that to happen to anyone else. You can see all the instant videos.
Senator Rose.
In regards to they actually come by the day after you block the time that they probably come in, and so we know.
I'm not 100% sure, but I kind of have a sneaking suspicion. In the housing contract that all of you signed, it says that the college enter your room to do physical and maintenance whenever needed. So I think you're kind of unofficially on notice, and I don't know that that's ever going to completely change, that the college isn't going to continue to be able to enter your room without notice. Like, for example, if the room above you is flooding, we're going to enter your room to deal with the flooding in your room that will result from flooding the room above you. And I completely appreciate the fact that you could have conversations and you can explain about what's reasonable. Make sure that you go into those conversations a full picture of current policies. Right, yo.
Your board.
I also like respect residents and all that. I also believe the idea of convenience on both ends. I think it's obviously if they are very busy and they have a lot of commitment to you, and I think they're able to go into the room with who's like aware that they're gonna probably come in that day, that they'll be and they like leave the room to do that and they can leave job in the solution that way. I met our meeting last week, our CC mentioned that she first could say this, and there was like different leadership. They said that they did put out notices, and while they weren't like very specific, they did like help the residents know and like prepare like their room appropriately. I think there was like a solution for employment thing, and that didn't continue. So I believe it's been done before, but I can't say that.
I think an appropriate solution might be something along the lines of even just discussing with residential life about modifying the text of an automated email responses to a maintenance request. So for example, I'm not sure if you actually get one because I haven't submitted in a long time. But if they sent out, like you submit the form online and it sends you an email like your maintenance request has been received, please expect facilities workers to be in your room within the 1-3 days. Or something as simple as that, like you know they're gonna come at some point in the next few days, get ready for it to happen. And that way it doesn't put any other pressure on facilities management to actually write an email and figure out when they're going in and sure that they're there at the same time. Rather, it's just an automated thing so that way you see, like, oh, I should be expecting them before Wednesday. And then it's just easy.
The cost of something.
I would agree with me speaking that way. Could A, one of the speakers mentioned, make it easier to arrange for them to do their job. And also, even though this is not just a formality, I think it helps in the relationship between the physical plant and the system.
It is in, it's already written, it's already in what we signed in the contract. It would help to send out an email to the resident. If you fill out a maintenance request, you should, in your contract you signed to live on campus, you're allowed to come into your room. Something nicer than that. But like, letting them know that they've already agreed to this so they know what's going to happen to you.
I would agree with Curious because I think when you fill out a maintenance request, you should expect maintenance to come by your room at some point, and it's just easier if they can come to your room in, like for waiting to be around all the time. And I feel like changing the system a ton is just going to make way more work for them. They're already over.
door.
Echoing with some previous speakers, I think this charge is my favorite thing. Yeah, focusing back in on the problem. Students aren't aware of when this is going to come in, how do we effectively address that? Trying to work within the curriculum created rather than creating on your own. I think that when we look at through that lens, I really like the idea of simply having a conversation with my students, saying, hey, what does the automated email say? We did it anyway. That seems to me the most effective.
Then how did you say?
I also
what?
Think that, like,
them friends can be myself. I've spoken with mentors who are doing as many healthy couples as creating a concrete belief in SMB is really challenging. And although, like, phrase doesn't, like, come over, I just, like, lose some time for their business. I think, like, previous speakers are just like, what's the next phase? But help the student realize, like, parallels in that way, and it's easier also more.
Any further discussion? None, we can move to the vote. All those in favor of charging Hinton Housing, say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose say nay. Any abstention? Then housing has been charged. Any further new business?
I saw a question. If people oppose votes, do we make them?
We hope that if you're discussing on the floor, that you're saying pro or con.
There was a...
At our hall council meeting, we also talked about composting and how Complex was going to be used as a test site for composting on this. And, the council was wondering what the progress of
Hockey
Up to the
Up
was.
For sure.
I have had many meetings in exchange for plant. The idea of composting is probably one of the most important things to do. Because of that, I talked to the dining service that I could do through the computer because they're going up. It was unwilling to put that. I faced a lot of roadblocks in my pursuit of finding a way to eat items. I want to compost here on campus in case of lead. Really. On top of that, I'm working with and possibly long-term grant obtain the resources and composting the
establishment. They had it.
Yeah, thinking about, like, cause I really like the idea of using stuff to those resources. I think also maybe to try and reach out to alumni would be the support of composting would be all the alumni that we can try and reach to. So just
I just want to remind you all, this somebody has been charged. So this all could be just a committee update. We will have to move forward. Yeah, other further new business. Mr. Merlo.
Question. You're able to okay. I'm gonna give the new business. Okay, so I had a couple people speaking with me about pizza boxes and what to do with them, where to put them. Oftentimes in certain residence halls, especially those with trash chutes, there's no instructions on where to put pizza boxes, so people end up just stacking them in the hallway. So for all those senators in charge of that have specifically trash chutes or issues with pizza boxes being stacked and not just thrown away, I would just ask that you look into maybe like where your garbage is, if there's a sign or something, and then if you could talk to me, then I can make a formal charge to see if we can get that dealt with.
Okay.
There's like signage, like the building's being like, put your pizza box in. Like, you saying you don't want them there?
It's in buildings where not, so they don't have them.
Advisor Bertanke.
They get stuck. So pizza boxes tend to be bigger than the trash chutes, and so they go down about a floor and a half, and then they get up, and then all the garbage backs up. So that's why some of the buildings prefer pizza boxes to not be able to put them in the trash chutes.
I was just
delighted.
No, in complex, I feel like they have pizza boxes. I know the person that talked to me was a resident in New York, so I know specifically that it's a problem there, but I don't know about it across campus. That's why I would ask that you look into it and make sure it's in the hall.
Is there
the first speaker already set up?
Any further new business? None. We move into announcements. Any announcements? I have a few announcements. First, Building Bridges is coming up, and our diversity chair, Habib, is one of the co-chairs for Building Bridges, so I encourage you all to go purchase the tickets. And tickets are free, so you should go, and the topic is very cool. Second one, the sweatshirts have been ordered, so people, all those who have ordered a sweatshirt, should Miss Lem, co-chair Lem, he will be getting the... we have elections next Monday. Just be aware, like, you know, if you see people standing next to the election tables, don't group up. Like, you know, if you're tabling, and if you see your friends, don't let people come stand at the election table, because then other people won't get a chance to vote.
Please sign up, because it's not just six people's duty to table for so many hours. Then next meeting, March 4th, then Bergman is coming to the Senate meeting. So if you have any questions for her, come prepare. She'll be here. She'll be as usual. She came last year as well. She'll just give you an update with the stuff she's planning on. If you guys have any questions, maybe if you want to reach out to your constituents, if they have any questions, next Monday is a good time to ask her questions. And fifth, lastly, a lot of people lately have been complaining to the facilities, like, you know, how they're not doing a poor job. I mean, there's what's going on for them. So, like, if you see anybody, facilities or custodians, just be a little respectful, because they're doing a lot, and they don't have, I don't know how big their work or, like, labor force is. Still, like, getting up at 5 in the morning and cleaning all the things for us. Right?
Earlier,
yeah. Like, getting up early in the morning to clean stuff for us to go to classes, it's like, should be thankful to them instead of posting on overhead custodians, like, you know how they stop. How you? Senator's done.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you guys have heard of Day at the Capitol or Gussie's at the Capitol. It's an event where state grant recipients in Minnesota can go to the Capitol and talk to their legislators about increasing state grants, maintaining state grants. It's also really got a good opportunity for networking, because like we have like 35 to 40 alumni that come every year, and so you can talk to lawmakers, all sorts of stuff. Great opportunity. I'll be tabling for that sometime next week. I can send out an email about that, but I so like a little help that would be appreciated.
How question. So do you want Senate to help you table? This is a question.
It can be senators, or it can be people in the marketing office. Kind of
oh,
I can go with you.
I have a question. Can the people purchase tickets on the spot, or do they have to buy it from information desk?
You can do that same for desk. You can buy so them to the table all week.
Sweet. Any more
announcements?
Is it just like one ticket for the whole day?
Yeah.
Any further announcements? Seeing none. Debate is on Thursday again. The 7 Courtyard Cafe. Highly encouraged for all of you to go. And there's the ethics committee wants to meet.
Election.
Election committee should stay. Ethics doesn't want needs to stay. Election should
stay.
Senator Constance Savage.
Just one comment I wanted to make was that I encourage you all to go to your constituents so people know about the election coming up, because nobody don't know what it is. We do, so just trying to have sort of transparency, letting us like know when our elections are, and when our meetings are, like we do here, and they can come to our meetings if they can. I think we'll provide a lot more fluidity with our liaison kind of to the students here, which is people who are in the election.
More announcements?
I have a question. If students come to the meeting next year, are they allowed to ask questions?
That's a good question, Ms. Chan.
Only if somebody yields the floor, because she speaks as a part of your general agenda. So
right.
A senator
right.
would have to
right.
yield the floor to somebody for them to be able to speak. So, yes, if they have a senator.
Any further announcement? None from the jail. Can you please put your name tag?